Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the different avenues of doing good and the numerous avenues of doing good deeds. So today's hadith, عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عرضت علي أعمال أمتي حسنها وسيئها فوجدت في محاسن أعمالها الأذى يماط عن الطريق ووجدت في مساوي أعمالها النخاعة تكون في المسجد لا تدفن رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the good and the evil deeds, the good deeds and the evil deeds of my ummah were presented before me. I noticed that removing a harmful object from the path was among the good deeds, and I noticed that phlegm which is left unburied in the masjid was from among the evil deeds. What is meant by the second part, that phlegm which is left unburied in the masjid? We know in those days, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they didn't have carpets, they didn't have the setting that we normally see in our masjids, where you got carpets or sometimes you got a straw musalla, etc. Very often they would read salah on the sand and on the stones. So sometimes it would happen such that a person would spit, and the spit would lie on the masjid, although it against the etiquette of the masjid to do it. But here the hadith is teaching us that if somebody happened to see something like this and he left it unburied, in other words, he didn't bury it in the sand, it is lying there on the floor in the masjid, he didn't bury it. So that now has been shown to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an evil deed. In other words, these minor good deeds also, the minor small evil deeds as we would know it, even this was shown to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here Rasulullah sallallahu is explaining the first part, the good and the evil deeds of my ummah were presented to me. I noticed that removing a harmful object from the path was amongst the good deeds. What this hadith is teaching us is that don't ever look down at any good deed. Any good deed Allah Ta'ala is giving you a tawfiq to do, be happy that Allah, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're giving me a tawfiq to do this. Every single thing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person doesn't know that small deed that he's considering small, that may be the passport for this person to go to Jannah. Because in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no deed is too small. If a person is doing it with ikhlas, it picks up that small deed and it makes it very, very weighty in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, a person is doing a very big deed, very, very big deed he's doing, but in his heart is to show people and to impress people and to get some type of recognition, then in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it holds absolutely no weight. Therefore, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا, that don't look down at any deed. This word shay means anything. Dharra barabar, even if it means a speck or a dust so small, but it's a good deed, don't consider it trivial. Consider it, have value for it. The fact that Allah Ta'ala is allowing us to do this good deed, show a lot of value for it. There was once a person, Hazi Bhai Padia Rahmatullahi, was once in Jamaat. I think it was in the United States. So there was one person that had a military background. You know, person from a military background, go for military training, etc. Generally, they have it very, very hard in their circles that they train. They don't smile too much at each other. There's no warm courtesy. Everything is like military, like drills. Everything is drills. Military style, very hard style. So when Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Ali went and met this person, see that this person was a Muslim. He had a natural smile, beautiful smile. He smiled at him. He embraced him. He hugged him. He met him and he spoke to him. This person was so affected that there's a man that is smiling at me, there's a man that is hugging me, there's a man that's talking so warmly to me. Now all these things we regard as very simple. Just to smile at somebody, we regard it as very simple. So this person was so affected that he changed his life, and he also went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says the thing that won me over. Before this man could tell me anything, I didn't hear what he had to say, but the way he embraced me, the way he smiled at me, the way he took me, that won me over already, that this must be a very, very great personality. The other day we did the hadith of Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, that he mentions that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Sharif, he also went as he was a rabbi, he was a Jew, he was the head of the Jews. He also went to see that this person meet the description of a prophet, of a Nabi. We heard that he's coming. So when he went to see, the first impression he got of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as this face can never ever be the face of a liar. So sometimes just the presentation is something that we take so lightly, But this is good enough to win someone over, to change somebody, and we must make shukr. So this hadith is teaching us, then value everything. I'll just mention one more incident. Sometimes as we take it to be small, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very, very big. There was one person, Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullah alayhi, went on gush to one person's house, and as we would have it, sometimes people receive you warmly, and sometimes people don't receive you warmly. This also, we take it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he also went through the similar experiences. Sometimes people would receive him warmly, and other times people won't. Most of the times in the early days, it would be very, very difficult. So anyway, Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullah alayhi, went to one person's house with a jama'at, went for gush. And this person was there in his stoop, in his veranda. He was fitting one globe up. Veranda light was gone. So, as he's fitting this globe, Jamaat comes there. So he's telling the Jamaat. Now, you know how sometimes person doesn't want to see the Jamaat. So he's saying, can't you see that I'm busy? I don't have time to speak to you people. I'm fitting one globe. Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullah alayhi told him that I'll just leave one small message with you and we'll go away. We won't take up too much of your time because your time is so valuable. He said, don't forget, this is the only message he gave him. He said, don't forget to put one globe in your cupboard. That's all. He said, don't forget to put one globe in your cupboard. And he left and he went from there. One small message. That we'll take it as small advice, thinking of it to be trivial. And he went away. So that brother after that was so affected with that message that he thought about it and thought about it. That such nice people, they came with such akhlaq. They left me with this. But what he's saying is so true. That around this house of mine, I've got so many other houses, we've got street lights. Good light inside, good lights outside, and yet I still need to put a globe. What about this cover of mine that I'm wearing where there is absolutely no light? The only light that a person will have there is the light of Iman. So now he changed and he came also to the masjid, and after that he went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after many years he met Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullah alayhi and he said, do you recognize me? He said, the face looks a little bit familiar, but I'm not too sure who you are. So he said, I'm that one person that was fitting that bulb. He says, that message you left me actually struck the heart. Struck the heart. Sometimes the words are simple. Words may be simple, but behind it is a charge. Behind it is a current, and that current is our infiradi amal, our individual amal that we do, our ikhlas in our heart, our zikr that we do, our tahajjud, our crying, our dua. Behind that has a current. So the words may be very simple, but it affects the person's heart. Like that our great Akabir Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, our other Akabir, we find that sometimes they're not orators. They're not people that come on public platforms and just orate and quote and all. Simple. And yet it is affecting people's hearts. Why? Because it's coming from the heart. From the heart to the heart. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. To the lesson we get from today's hadith is that don't regard anything as trivial. A small action, but it's a small action done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it carries weight. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that even these things that we regard as small were shown to him as good deeds of this ummah. And that we regard as small, that we just trivialize, even that may be small, it may seem small to us, but may be a grave sin in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.